Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Wave Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my co-host and best friend, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you tonight?
Hello, Charlene. I'm doing wonderful, and welcome everyone to the New Wave Power Hour. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's really a beautiful evening, turning into some semi-fall weather, and we're very happy about that. And as Charlene said, my name is Jean Castor, and Charlene and I both are spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators. And all of these healings you will receive tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. Now, these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the healing and during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy. Now, this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki at its highest form through vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And then we'll go straight to the phone lines and then the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. Now, if you are in the if you are on the phone lines, on the switchboard, please make sure that you press number 1, and that lets me know that you would like to be brought on air to get your message, to get a message from your guardian angel and animal guide. And also in the chat room, please type your first name in the type your first name in the queue so that I can have your first name and put it on the list. And now I'm going to pass it back to Charlene.
All right, thank you, Jean. Okay, well, I'd like to remind everybody before we get started with the healings for everybody to start a proxy list, and that would be anyone that you would like to see receive this healing. Hold on just a minute. We're having a technical issue. Okay, we got that straight. Thank you. All right, so anyway, the proxy list will go out to people, and we do not overcome anyone's free will. So if this healing goes out to someone that you have put on your this healing request, then they just will not receive it. However, I do recommend that you put any animals or even any friends of yours that has animals, if you don't have any or any sick animals. Animals receive these healings really well, and they always receive them, so it's just really amazing. But I will begin with a prayer, and then we'll get started right with the healing. All right? In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Wave Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please raise our vibrations up to its highest level tonight and help everyone who receives this healing integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening tonight. And whatever each person is seeking, I ask in your name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Also know, folks, that when by putting in that miracle healing request, if you're having any issues in this lot, you know, in your life, whether it be a physical ailment or something mental or emotional, maybe something you're going through, a heartache or just having a hard time financially or just a hard time, you know, just in your life, ask that this healing goes to that and clears it out, because we do believe in miracles here, and we have seen miracles come through this show. We actually go back and watch the show, listen to the shows ourselves, and get the healings, and it's really nice to kind of sit on the other end and receive the healing, and you know, without having to facilitate it. So we know that it works. So I will go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everyone and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. Guaranteed they are connected up to you, grounded to the earth, brought into their heart and into their highest of consciousness. Please raise their personal power up to 100%, pull them out of survival and struggle, and raise them into a successful, thriving, winning life and mindset, and please bring them into the present moment. Just doing those three things, having personal power, peace, and clarity, being in the present moment, and being in and being pulled out of survival and struggle can really, really make a difference in a person's life. New Way Healers, would you please come down and give everyone a New Way healing? They're going to be removing 300,000 layers off of everyone tonight. They'll be clearing your chakras, your auric field, your life path, your guide team. Mother God, would you please take everyone apart and give everyone a healing of your nature? And would you please give everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new set of power source, a brand new processor? New Way Healers, please clear everyone's relationship space. Jesus, would you please clear everyone's rows, and please give everyone a life force healing, and please clear, balance, and harmonize and activate everyone's tree of life. I always see this almost every show to where there's people that have blocks on their life path. Usually they're self-imposed blocks. So let's go ahead and start with the divine intervention statement. If you will repeat after me, this statement will clear your life path. I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now. And I allow it. Thank you. All right. Jesus, would you please awaken everyone's heart? Please give everybody a total heart healing. Please look for any soul scars or soul wounds or any heart scars or whole heart wounds. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everyone's heart and infuse it with so much light and just please heal it to where their heart from to the any kind of heartbreak they have ever had to the very beginning of time until now and all past, present, future, parallel lives, it's all healed now. Return their heart to peace and calmness. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please commune with everyone's soul and return their heart to forgiveness. New Way Healers, let's go through every aspect of everybody's space, clear and remove everyone out of their space. Guarantee Jesus and the New Way Healers that everyone's guide team is 100% liked and approved. Let's guarantee everybody's gauges, their faith, their certainty gauge, their trust, belief gauge, their faith gauge, their knowingness gauge is all connected up to Creator of all. Their havingness gauge and I can have it gauge is connected to Creator of all, and it is free and clear. Please clear all anger, negativity, hate, and rage, victimhood, victimization, dramatization, anything creating it, anything causing it. Please clear and remove any programs and patterns of self-punishment, self-attack, anything that is creating or causing any negative inner dialogue. Please clear and remove anything causing any conflict or inner turmoil. Let's take everybody up to the goddesses. Goddesses, would you please open everybody up? Please clear all inner layers. Clear everybody's mind. Clear their brain and their inner dialogue. Please clear and remove any mind seeds. High Self, please connect to the soul of the New Way Power Hour. And please apply every healing to everyone listening in. Please open up all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive, anything creating those obsessions. Please clear any programs and patterns creating any craziness, madness, insanity, unstableness, mental or emotional disturbances. please clear all negativity, anything that's other than 100% light off of everyone. Please, New Way Healers, pull everyone's auric field in. Clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Please clear and give them a brand new band. Expand the purple band 3x fold. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head and apply a cranial sacral adjustment, a neurocranial sacral adjustment 5x fold. Please clear, balance, and harmonize their left and right hemispheres of their brain and apply a spiritual healing and a Star of David. Please clear all lower level energies and anything creating it. Guarantee that their spiritual power is turned on, their physical power, their mental and emotional power, their wealth power, their money power, and all the things that are creating those things, the energy power. Please clear off separation or division patterns, anything creating and causing unforgiveness, separation from love, separation from peace. Clear any programs and patterns of oppression, repression, depression, suppression. And anything creating or causing or allowing or attracting pain, suffering, fear, and lack. Angels of abundance, please align with everyone. Please, Jesus and Lady Nada, run heart energies with everyone and guarantee everyone's personal power and power in every one of their chakras is free and clear, and there is nothing cohabitating in any of their chakras. Please clear and remove any and all money drains, energy drains. Mother God, please open their lineage and anything that is creating any havoc in their life now and their lineage, just please clear and remove it. Jesus, would you please clear everybody on a cellular level? And Jinshin Jitsu healers, would you please come down and do all the Jinshin Jitsu energy flows and organ flows 5x fold? And Diksha blessing givers, would you please send the power of Diksha at its highest frequency in the equivalent of 64 Diksha. Let's get everybody's vibration and consciousness up to enlightenment and to the 12 attributes of God. Any programs or patterns that would keep somebody or send them back or take them back to the past or put them into the future, please name those programs and patterns creating that and causing that. Please clear all anxiety, worry, and fear, the fear of the future, the fear of unable to be move forward, clear and remove that. Please clear all blocks to enlightenment. Please clear all programs and patterns of mystical depression. Please clear all planetary and worldly energies. Any worldly or planetary group consciousness patterns, clear and remove them. Somebody please give everybody a triple special Wapawoosh from the All. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. Mother God, would you please name all curses, hexes, negativity, judgments, or criticisms, expectations, or goals, hoodoo, voodoo, witchcraft spells, grudges or begrudges, hate, anything of that nature from all past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time. Please name it as a whole, root, branches, and seeds, and move it on out now. Any root agreements, root contracts, or vows, contracts, and agreements that have been made in ignorance in any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time until now, please dissipate them in the light as if it's never existed. And let's go ahead and do a couple divine intervention statements. They're all always very healing. If you'll please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth. And I allow it, thank you. I am asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, ground me to the earth, and shift my inner dialogue in the positive. And I allow it, thank you. All right. One more. I am asking for divine intervention to grant me financial peace, financial security. And I allow it, thank you. All right, let's guarantee everybody's connection to source is perfect. Anything that's trying to interfere in that seventh chakra, clear and remove it. Mother God, would you please step into everyone's body? Anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. Please turn on everybody's inner healer and their codes of light. Jesus, would you please stand behind everyone while Mother God is in their body and infuse them with so much peace. Apollo, would you please come down and strengthen everybody's soul. Goddesses, would you please send everybody the power of the goddess. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, please send everybody the power of the Godhead. Jesus, in the name of the light, would you please open the door to the other side. And we ask that all of our soul friends in heaven to please send your heavenly love down to everyone so that we can all feel it, that we can feel that you're watching over us and that you still care about us and you still love us. Send us lots and lots of love. And Jesus, in the name of the light, would you please bring in the miracle now? God, Goddess, Creator of all, fill them up with their divine true essence, their divine true authentic self. And let's end with one more divine intervention statement. I am asking for divine intervention to heal my heart, to heal my soul, and to heal my mind, and to clear and remove all of my burdens now. And set me free. And I allow it. Thank you. Somebody please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from the all. And fill them up with love, love, love. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please buzz everybody with your healing vibration and frequency so that they can feel your essence and presence. And feel you communing with their soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is complete. I'm going to hand it over to Jean, and I ask that you please set up a little proxy list or anything that you would like this healing to go to for it to be sent to. She'll tell you all about the singing the Reiki codes, but they are very healing. Jean?
Thank you for facilitating that wonderful healing, Charlene. Charlene just spoke. Everybody set up your proxy list for where you would like to have the Reiki energy come to, any place on your body that you're having difficulties with, or just your entire body, your land, your home, your car, your animals. Just put them on there. And if you happen to put someone else on the proxy list that is not there with you and they choose not to receive the energy, it never goes against anyone's free will. The first code that I'll be singing is Chokeray, and the Chokeray is inviting all the power of the universe to come in. It's like a rainbow bridge that calls down the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. It fills, it purifies, and it blesses. The Hun Sha Zhe Shonin is the distant symbol, and that is me sending that out so that for the energy to go straight to you. It's like a laser beam that slices through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future, and it heals the whole timeline. It goes straight to every part of the soul. The Sehe Ki is the mental and emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies, and it sets boundaries, and it heals negative patterns, and it breaks addictions. The Dichomio is the master symbol. It's the great purifier, and it enhances and empowers all the other symbols. The Ratu is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya is for physical manifestation. It's for action and creation, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it's for perfect balance and action. So please set your intention for where you would like the energy to go now. Chukurei, chukurei, chukurei. Chukurei, chukurei, chukurei. Chukurei, chukurei. Chukurei, 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 chukurei. Han Sha Zhe Shou Nen.
God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and properties and addresses that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power, healing of all, and infuse all of these homes and properties and addresses with agape and the highest of Creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energy that you created for us as human beings. It's of 100% light and 100% love. And in the name of the light, New Way Healers, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through this home and property? And would you please remove 1,000,000 layers off of all of these homes and properties and addresses? Jesus, would you please fill up all of these homes and properties and addresses with divine miracle healing energy, Christ energy, and the pink light of unconditional love. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all of these homes and properties with the violet flame 1 million times fold? Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through all of these homes and some properties with a fine-tooth comb and give them a complete spirit releasement, a space clearing, any openings to other dimensions, portals to other dimensions, past life doorways, anything of that nature. Please clear, close, and block them with light. If they would not remain closed, move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please fill all of these homes and properties up with infinite levels of divine healing roses, 1,000 feet above, 1,000 feet below, 1,000 feet to the side, and ground all of these homes and properties to the center of the earth and pop those healing roses and send them down to the center of the earth for transmutation. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please give all of these homes and properties a triple special walk-a-woosh from the all. Fill all of these homes and properties with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please clear and remove any pain, suffering, fear, and lack out of all of these homes and properties and addresses. And anything that is in struggle and survival, clear and remove it and return everything to divine, true, love-based. And bless all of these homes and properties and addresses with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is complete as well. So now we will be going to the phone lines and then the chat room. Jean, do we have anybody on the phone lines tonight?
We sure do, Charlene. We have several guests on the switchboard. Some are listening and some are saying that, indicating that they do want to be brought in for a live message. So just a reminder to all the switchboard listeners, if you would like to be brought in live for a message from your guardian angel, please press 1 now. And to the chat room guests who are listening, we welcome you. We're so glad you're here as well. And we would ask that you type in your first name for me if you haven't already, and I'll be glad to put you on the list. All right. The first caller on the list, Charlene, the last four digits of their number are 6114. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, y'all. This is Becky.
Hello, Becky. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
Becky, I see a white buffalo with you, which is about abundance, but it's spiritual abundance, but it's also about monetary abundance. And, you know, your guardian angel says, are you due for a raise or anything that's shifting at work that could potentially raise your income there, or are you doing anything to raise your income?
No, we're doing reviews now, so
okay.
I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
All right, well, I see more money coming your way, but I'm not only seeing more money coming from your job, I'm just seeing it coming from other directions, maybe some directions that you're not, maybe you're not aware of, you know. Also, I'm seeing a goose with you, which is about travel. There's some sort of opportunity for travel for that's coming up for you soon, and your guardian angel says you should go. So
okay.
If you don't know what it is, it's going to be a fun kind of travel, so you never know. Somebody might say, hey, you want to go to the beach or you want to go do this or that. But something
I'll be
fun
saying
like
yes.
That is. Yeah, good, good, because she says it'll be good for you. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks for following the show, Becky. It's great to see you in here every time we do the show.
Okay, girls. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Okay, the next caller on the list, the last four digits of your number are 0748. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello.
Hello there. Can I get your first name?
My name is Kate.
Say that one more time for me, please.
Kate.
Kate. Thank you, Kate. I apologize. I was trying to make sure I said it correctly for you.
That's fine.
Okay, Kate, your guardian angel is saying that at this time that you're going to be releasing some things from your past to create healing for you, and she's saying specifically for you. And as we're going into the full moon is about release, so this is a good energy to be in when you're releasing things from your past. And if nothing comes to mind, your guardian angel is saying, think about things from your past that you're ready to release and forgive and move forward from. And she's saying that trust that this is a really positive life change for you. And also your guardian angel is saying to notice any recurring physical or emotional feelings that you have. And she says there are messages coming to you to pay attention to them. She says from the smallest thing, as if you're feeling, she's just given me this little example. If you're feeling really thirsty, you know, it's more than just going and getting a drink of water. The water is about releasing emotions as well.
Oh.
So, and I'm seeing a wolf with you, and this wolf is about protection, protecting you, but it's also the teacher. And the wolf goes out and learns new ideas and brings them back and teaches them to others. You have a lot of teacher energy in you, and there's some things that are really important that you teach others even now. But the wolf is with you, helping you with that and stay strong in your space and feel protected. So, Kate, thank you for calling in the show, and good luck with all of that.
Can you tell me a good way to release things on the full moon?
Write them down on a piece of paper, anything that you're ready to release and let go from your past. And nobody has to see it but you. Go outside and just light it on fire and say a prayer and release it. That I do that a lot. Or I just go outside in the full moon and I just speak out loud what I want to release because nobody else is around listening to me.
Right.
getting it outside of you is what's important. Does
Got
that make
it.
Sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
thank
good
you.
Luck with that, Kate.
Okay.
You have,
thank you. Bye-bye.
You have a really good evening. Bye-bye.
I sure will.
Okay, Charlene. The next person on the list, the last four digits of their number are 6807. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Kelly P.
Okay, did you say Kelly T or Kelly P?
Kelly P as in Peter.
Okay. I know we do that every time. I'm so sorry, but we have a friend that she actually goes by Kelly T. That's what everybody calls her, so we just want to make sure, you know, we got the right person. All right. Well, Kelly P, the biggest thing I see with you right now is I see two doves sitting on your shoulders, one on each shoulder. And your guardian angel is saying that it's important if the peace that you're seeking is right in the present moment. Any this anxiety and this worry and things, what something that you've been worried about, is because you're out in the future too much. Do you know what she's talking about with this?
Yes.
All right. And that's the case, you know. Anytime you're too much out into the future, you're worried because we don't really know what the future holds. You know, but when you're in present moment, that is where the peace is. So that's what's been causing your conflict. And one of that, you know, the best thing you can do to be in the present moment, a couple things. You can, sometimes what I do, if I find myself jumping into the past or the future, I'll just tap myself on where my third eye is, and I'll say, get back here in the present moment. Or I'll say a divine intervention statement, and my favorite one, you've heard me say it tonight, I'm asking for divine intervention to give me an attitude adjustment, a divine attunement, bring me into the present moment, and shift my inner dialogue into positive and ground me to the earth, and I allow it, thank you. I know that's a mouthful, but that will bring you right back into that present moment because what she says you're concerned about is you're overthinking and overanalyzing. It's going to be okay.
And, mm-hmm. and you know that, okay? Trust your instincts. So good luck with that, and thanks for calling into the show.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1439. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, guys, it's Jennifer.
Jennifer,
I'm good.
How are you? It's good to hear your voice. Okay.
I'm good. It is so good to hear you guys.
We're glad you tuned in tonight. All right, Jennifer, your guardian angel is saying that the challenges that you've been facing in your recent past, the worst of them or the hardest part of them are behind you. And she says just know that, and that these challenges you have overcome and you're moving forward, even if you feel like there's still some lingering on, you're moving out of it. She's wanting you to know that for sure, that your prayers, that your faith, and trusting in your strength has moved you forward. And she's also commending you on your sense of humor and your degrees of sense of humor, because she says it varies from person to person, and you bring a lot of laughter to a lot of people who really need that high vibrational energy. And she says it's a gift with you. She said you even make yourself laugh. You have you have a horse with you right now, Jennifer, for personal power, keeping you strong in your personal power and in the present moment, and also for travel. You're going to be the horse is saying you're going to be taking some short trips. I know you're just getting settled in, but your horse is saying there's going to be a few short trips coming your way that are going to be fun. I'm also seeing your hummingbird with you about joy and that high vibrational energy of joy. So good luck with all that, Jennifer, and it sure is good to hear your voice.
Yes, it's good to hear you guys, too. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take care. Charlene said you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 2005. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, guys, it's Kathy.
Okay, did you say Kathy?
Yes, Kathy.
Okay, all right, I know who this is. Okay, good to hear your voice, Kathy.
Good
all right, Kathy,
yours.
You have a skunk working with you, which is about respect. And your guardian angel is saying that it is time for you to start believing in yourself again, that you are strong and you are a very brave person. And it's important for you to remember that, to really remember who you are, because there's a lot of changes coming up. And the fact is, the changes that are coming up, for them to change, you have to change and grow with them. And she says you've been asking for help, and she says you are getting the help. You're getting the ideas. You're getting the information. So just follow your intuition. She says you know what to do, and she said you can do it. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show, Kathy.
Okay, thanks, Guy.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 7686. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Okay, there we go, 7686. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Thank you.
Can I have your first name, please?
Victoria.
Victoria.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Victoria, your guardian angel is saying that right now, any drama that comes trying to knock at your door, just keep the door locked. And she's putting that in a humorous way. She's saying that, you know, detach from it, because all it brings to your front step is fear and anxiety. She says, just keep the door shut. You do not need that drama in your space or in your life right now. There are challenges, she says,
She understands there are challenges with people and with relationships, but you can choose whether you want somebody else to dump their drama on your front step. And she's saying, make the choice for you, because peace is what most resonates with you and within you, and that should be what you have if that's your choice. And she says, choose what resonates with you, and what no longer resonates with you, just don't accept it, because you have a choice is what your guardian angel is saying. And she also has another message that's completely different. She's saying, at this time, it would be really good for you to write. She says it doesn't matter what you write. You could write about anything. You could write about your feelings. You could write about what it looks like outside. You know, you could write about anything that you want. But she's saying it's a really good time for you to write. I'm seeing a bluebird with you, and the bluebird is about happiness. And that happiness is something that resonates in your energy field. And that bluebird says, you know, along with peace, the happiness is very important to you on a daily basis. And I'm also seeing a blue jay with you. And the blue jay is about knowing the truth through intuition. And the blue jay's message is to trust your intuition. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right. So that's some very strong messages for you tonight, Victoria.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, good luck with all of that. And thank you so much for following the show.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 2088. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon. Okay.
Hey.
Sharon, it's good to hear your voice again. All right, here we go. First of all, you've got a little rabbit working with you. And the rabbit is about letting go of small fears. There's a fear. Your guardian angel said that you are carrying a fear. And she says, okay, you know what it is, and it is causing conflict in you. And this fear, it like keeps growing. And I know what this fear is. It's something that you are, it's a test, about a test you've got to take in the future.
Yes.
And you're worried about it. And this fear, it's like it's building. Do you feel it? And it's like you don't know what to do. You know? I'm going to call you up in the next couple of days, and we're going to get rid of that, okay?
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
But the thing is your guardian angel says it's keeping you from being successful in studying and doing what you need to do to prepare for it, you know, because you're in the struggle and survival mode with it, opposed to being like, okay, I'm going to do my best and I'm just going to go in and do it. So she's just saying that is that's what's been your struggle, and that's what's making it a struggle. All right?
Okay.
So also, your guardian angel wants you to know that little changes that you're making in your life right now are going to lead to big things, okay? So keep your dreams big, because as you receive and get the things that you want, there are things that you're going to want more, but there are things that are on the list. So don't forget about these things, okay?
Okay, great. That's a great message.
All right, and I'm going to call you real soon, and we're going to take care of this situation, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, have a good night. Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 3825. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, ladies. It's Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hello?
How are you?
I'm good. I might get kicked off, but keep talking.
Okay. Can you hear me, Vicki?
I can.
You can?
Yes.
Good. All right. Vicki, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's saying that there's a situation that is happening right now, and she's saying to step back from it, to detach yourself from it, and allow the situation to unfold naturally. as opposed to, she's saying, hook you in and drag you in. And she's also saying that it, because you are such a heart-centered person, that it's important that you do this. She's not giving me any other information. She's just saying that to me. She's also saying that it's really important that you walk outside, that you be outside, that you feel that energy of the earth. It helps rejuvenate you and ground you more specifically in the present moment every day. That's real important for you. You have a dove with you. You actually have three doves with you for peace. And you're very heart-centered, and peace is really important in your life. Also, you have a lion with you, and the lion is the strength. It's about the feminine power and the leadership. So good luck with all that, Vicki, and thank you so much for following the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Charlene, the next caller is the last caller on the switchboard before we go to the chat room and give messages. The last four digits of this caller's number are 1573. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Good evening. It's Beth. How are you?
Oh, good. Hey, Beth. Is this Beth C?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right. Well, first of all, Beth, your guardian angel is saying that it's important that you be gentle with yourself. There is a full moon coming up. And this full moon is going to pull you to where you are going to have to release some things. And she says that you're ready to release them. You're feeling them coming up. You're feeling a pull. So if you're unaware of what it is, when I feel things like that, I always say a prayer or a divine intervention statement that says, I am asking for divine intervention to please make me aware of anything I am unaware of that would be for my highest good, and I allow it.
Okay.
Also, you have an eagle working with you. An eagle flies highest to God. Now, the eagle is coming down with a message for you from a friend from heaven. This is a friend that has passed in this life, and she wants you to know that she loves you and that she is, like, really on your side, sending down prayers for you. Do you have any idea who it is? Ever who comes to your mind first would be the person that it is.
The first person that came to my mind was my grandmother.
Okay. All right. Well, that's who it is then. Okay.
Okay.
Well, a grandmother could be a friend even though it's related.
That's true.
But it's a soul friend then. But it always is the person that comes down, that comes to your mind. Anyway, your guardian angel wants you to know that right now it's a really good time for you and, like, abundance and prosperity. So count your blessings and realize that all the lack is behind you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
That's a great
message.
Good
luck
with
that. You're welcome, and
okay.
I'll talk to you soon, okay? Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Good night.
You're welcome.
Okay, Charlene, we're going to switch to the chat room, and the first person that would like a message is Jennifer. And Jennifer, your guardian angel has stepped forward, and she's saying that it's important that you trust and honor your feelings right now. And you're being sent extra support from heaven and guidance from heaven. And there are things that you've been asking for help for in various ways, whether it's through a thought, whether it's through a prayer, whether it's through an idea you've had. And she's saying keep those thoughts and keep those ideas and keep the intentions of your prayers very positive because they're sending help for you. And your guardian angel also says it's important to nurture your inner child, to do things that make you feel happy. And that she says that's a way of nurturing your inner child, to do things that make you feel happy, that bring joy to you, and it could be just as simple as, you know, getting an ice cream, taking the time to get an ice cream, your favorite flavor, or, you know, whatever it is that makes you feel really good, you know, reading a book or taking a walk or doing something nice for somebody else. And that nurtures your inner child. And you have a dolphin with you, and the dolphin is about breath work, breathing. And the dolphin is not only a water animal, but it breathes air. So know that when you release and you breathe, you're releasing emotion that may be on the surface, that may be under the surface, but use your breath, especially when you feel them, you know, in the moment. I'm also seeing a dragonfly with you, and the dragonfly is about seeing beyond the illusion, seeing the two sides of every story. So good luck with that, Jennifer, and thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Candace.
Okay, Candace, I immediately see a hawk with you, and hawk is about be aware and just be alert. The hawk is also the messenger, and the hawk is saying that there's some things going on that in your life that you're not exactly aware of. And she's saying, pay attention. And I recommend, I was just saying this to somebody a minute ago, because I'm not exactly sure what you, it's like something is going on behind your back that you need to be made aware of. So I'm going to give you a divine intervention statement to say, and you will find out whatever it is really, really quick within the next 24 hours. And that statement is, I'm asking for divine intervention to make me aware of anything I am unaware of that would be for my highest good, and I allow it. So I recommend that you write that down and say it. I am asking for divine intervention to make me aware of anything I am unaware of that would be for my highest good, and I allow it. Thank you. You'll find that out, and your guardian angel says that everything's going to be okay. Everything is going to turn out positive, whatever this situation is. Also, be prepared with the season change of fall for some really positive things to come into your life that's going to just be very, very joyful. It's like your spirits are going to really lift up. So thanks for following the show, and good luck with that. Have a good evening.
Okay, the next person on the list is Neely. And Neely, I'm seeing a lion with you, and the lion is roaring. Lion is about feminine power and leadership, and the lion says it's ready to take action, and it's infusing you with that energy to take action, to be that leader, to step forward, and actually it's to take action on what you're ready to take action on, what you've been, to don't hold back, to go forward, to take action, because there are things that you've been kind of waiting on, but that the lion is saying now is the time. Your guardian angel is saying now is the time, forward with these, because you are a leader and your ideas are divinely guided, and it's time. They keep saying it's time, Neely, it's time. And your guardian angel is also saying that you are protected as you move forward. You know how to protect yourself. You know what to do to protect yourself. You know how to ask for protection. And know that that protection is there for you as you move forward. In any way, she's just saying, in any way at all. Along with your lion, you have a wolf with you, and the wolf is about the teacher. And there's some things that the wolf is saying that you're going to be teaching people how to do. And it has to do with the ideas that you're going to be creating and moving forward with. And the wolf and the lion is saying, we're here with you. Let's go. So good luck with that, Neely. I look forward to hearing of your new adventures and your new ventures as well as adventures. So thank you for following the show, Neely. Okay, Charlene, the next person on the list is Sunny.
Okay, Sunny. First of all, I see a rooster with you, which is about resurrection, new beginnings. And your guardian angel is saying it's time to sort of step out of the closet, step out of, you know, step out of your box, get outside more. It's time to move forward, and just let go of whatever has held you down in the past. And she says that what you're going through right now, or what you have been going through, she says you're doing a really good job of healing it. It's going to be okay. It looks like that whatever you've been going through, whatever you've healing, there's still some emotions that needs to be released. So, you know how to do that. Ask that they be released. And you know what they are. And your guardian angel is saying that it's time to, it's like a door has just opened on your path, and it's time to walk through it for new beginnings. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show.
Okay, the next person that is ready for a message is Sharon. And Sharon, your guardian angel is saying it's important at this time to spend more time outside, connecting with nature, and that energy of nature really grounds you, and it raises your energy level a whole lot. It could go from being kind of drowsy and sleepy inside to just walking outside or sitting outside. It could be a big energy shift for you. And she says that in times of stress as well, it helps you to relax and to clear your mind. Your guardian angel is saying also that now is the perfect time for you to go forward with anything that you're ready to go forward and do. Any ventures, any travel, any ideas. She said now is the perfect time for you to put this into action for yourself. I'm seeing a bear with you for protection and introspection. And I'm also seeing a bluebird with you. And the bluebird is about happiness, that happy feeling that you like to carry in your energy space from day to day. The bluebird says you really know when somebody comes around you that is not carrying an energy that is happy or joyful or peaceful. Those three energies really resonate with you. So thank you for following the show, Sharon, and good luck. Okay, we're down to the last person in the chat room, Charlene Stringfield, and this person is Lily.
Okay, Lily, I am seeing a camel with you, and camel is about endurance and making it through hard times. And your guardian angel says you have gone through a lot of hardships, a lot of hard times, but you are strong and you are brave, and it has made you stronger. And it's important, she says, for you to give yourself a break and just, you know, say kind things to yourself, loving things, because you are safe and protected, and you are supported, and you are being watched over. And it's important for you to count your blessings, and know that all of the things that you have been through have been growing experiences, and the big picture of it is it has helped you in a sense. So just know that it's time for change, but you're the one. You have to do your part, and you're the only one that can change this. So good luck with that. It looks like positive things are coming your way. Have a good night, and thanks for following the show.
Well, Charlene Stringfield, this has been lovely this evening, and I would just like to put out a plug for we have two angel shows this weekend, one on Friday at 7 p.m. at Yoga East in Greenville, South Carolina, and also one on Sunday starting at 2:30, opening the doors, and the angel show will start at 3 at the Kava Connection, and that's on Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville, South Carolina. If you are local, we would love to see you. Please check Facebook, because I've created an event for the one on Friday, and we'll be creating the one for on Sunday, too. We would love to see you and meet you. And you get to experience an angel show live and in person, which is always entertaining and fun and high vibrational and, as always, healing. Charlene, any last words?
Well, I'd like to remind everybody, too, that the addresses for those angel shows and the dates for the rest of the year, you can find them on our website at www.divineinterventioniseintention.com. And we just want to thank you for following the show. We've already posted the next date for the angel show, which will be the 27th, and which is a Tuesday. Tuesday night as well. So thanks so much, and we will see you next time. God bless you. And Jean, would you please take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless all the ones. Everyone listening to the New Way Power Hour, even in the archives, with peace, love, happiness, joy, harmony, and balance in all areas of their life, I ask for divine protection as everyone walks their path. Please lead them and guide them so peace in their heart, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power. I give you thanks for this opportunity, Creator of all, to do this show, to do it with Charlene, and to connect with all of these wonderful people that follow the show. Please lead and guide each of these individuals. Bless them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Metakwe oyasim. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight, and thank you, Charlene. It has been lovely.
Thank you, Jean.
Good night, everyone.